Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Dr. Jane Haney, Commissioner of Food and Drugs at the Food and Drug Administration. In this third segment, let's talk about managing the FDA. The FDA reports that it performs its regulatory tasks at a cost of $4 per American taxpayer per year. How does the FDA maintain its high level of work while minimizing these costs?
Well, I do think what you point out is that FDA, in terms of the service it provides to the public, is a real bargain. And we do this essentially by trying to direct our resources to areas of highest risk to the consumer. It means that we can't do everything necessarily that we would like to do. We have to have very strict priority setting about what we will do within the agency. We also have to have enough planning that we can handle the emergencies that clearly come up from time to time during the year. But we go through an exercise, and it is quite formal in some of the centers and more informal but known and respected in the other centers, of what will be the priorities for the year, where will the resources be dedicated. But it does mean that we can't do everything.
By some counts, 25% of the economy is under the purview of the FDA, which leads to a high degree of public scrutiny. What lessons have you learned about managing an organization in the public eye?
Well, my whole career really has been at publicly supported institutions, whether in the federal sector or when I was at state-supported universities. And I think what I have learned about being in the public eye is that the accountability and the level of scrutiny is very high. But in ways, I think if one can learn to manage in that kind of arena, and manage in that kind of arena with integrity and credibility, it not only advances your day-to-day work, it advances the whole notion of why your organization exists. The public, I think, by and large, wants its agencies, whether a federal, state, or publicly supported organizations, to work. And they expect to have a fair amount of scrutiny over whether their dollars they are investing are working or not. So I think that comes with the territory. I think it's a level of accountability that we all expect and should have.
The FDA has multiple stakeholders: consumers, advocacy groups, scientists, companies, trade associations. How do you interact with these stakeholders, and what are the lessons learned for other government groups trying to build partnerships?
Well, I think that many of those groups are stakeholders. If you define a stakeholder as a group that is interested in or impacted by your business, and the business of the FDA and its regulation does impact many groups, from health professionals to consumer groups to patient advocacy groups to our regulated industries, and they are stakeholders. I think the general public, however, if government could be described as a business, and I'm not sure that it can, because it is just intuitively not in business, but I would use the word stockholder. The public is paying taxes and expects something from its federal agencies, from us. Their expectation is protection and promotion of their health. And I think when we hear from them, it's with a different kind of ear, if you will, than perhaps all of our stakeholder groups who have have interest in us for perhaps a different reason. But in terms of our interaction with either our stakeholders or our stockholders, we as an organization have tried to be both open and transparent in our work from the very beginnings of this agency. And we're trying to increase that level of openness to an even greater degree, I think, as we move into this next century. We have very formalized meetings with our stakeholders at different times during the year. We clearly have all of our rulemaking is notice and comment rulemaking, so we can hear from either the general public or from any group on any rulemaking that we have under consideration. Our dockets are open. We've opened up our website to consumers, to the general public, and it is a very popular website. We get about 800,000 visits every month from individuals visiting for as little as a few minutes to 17 minutes at a time. So we know that they're really looking for information about us. We hold meetings with consumers. We just held one a couple weeks ago where consumer groups could tell us, in terms of our planning at the agency, what they saw on their own agenda and how we might address some of the things with them.
Could you tell us about the FDA Modernization Act of 1997? What's been its impact and what challenges has it presented?
The FDA Modernization Act of 1997 was really opening up our act and looking at several things. One was our basic mission statement and underscoring the fact that we both protect and promote the public health as an organization. It then got into a great level of detail in terms of anywhere from management tools that we might legitimately explore and use within the agency, things like the third-party review and devices, to things like the renewal of the Prescription Drug User Fee Act in biologics and drugs. It really was a sweeping piece of legislation. It caused the agency to have to develop a number of regulations and guidances, the interpretation or the making operational, if you will, of a statute. And I believe we have met every deadline that was expected in that act. And so I believe that we are staying true to both the letter and the spirit of that law.
And how about the Food Safety Initiative and its impact?
Well, the President's Food Safety Initiative has, I think, been a tremendous boon to the American public. Over the last 3 years, while the Food Safety Initiative has been going on, both throughout the federal government and also our working with state officials and through our educational initiatives, we have seen a 30% decrease in foodborne illnesses that have been caused by the five most common organisms that create foodborne illnesses for us. We still have a lot of work to do. People still get sick every day from foodborne illnesses. So we are looking at things within the agency like there are things that sound mundane but are very important, like the proper handling and storage of eggs, telling consumers what they should look out for as they eat eggs, you know, not going for the sunny sides up anymore, but making sure that they are cooked, not using that raw egg in your Caesar salad anymore. We have other regs that look at things like pasteurizing juice, fresh juice, that may be a carrier for E. coli 0157. That in some can be a deadly disease. So there anywhere in the Food Safety Initiative, anywhere from very strong consumer education initiatives about cleaning, cooking, not cross-contaminating, these kind of things, to regulations that are going out to our regulated industry that deal with the processing, the safer processing of food.
It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.